Hello and welcome back to An Abundance of Not. I'm your host, Garrett, joined this week by Wade.
Hello.
And Brad.
Hello.
Again.
I'm back. Finally, he's back.
I am back.
We many much missed him.
Well, thank you. I missed you guys.
Liar.
I didn't even think about you.
That's more accurate.
Too busy moving boxes for him to think.
It's been a busy couple weeks, but we will get into that.
We will. A lot to talk about, I'm sure, this week on different factors. I've reluctantly heeded Brad's advice on finishing up some of my crafts.
And have publicly shamed.
Have ordered quadcopter stuff. I have a battery and power system showing up hopefully this week. It's currently in transit. And then I have to buy the flight controller, battery charger, and some replacement props to have as backup. And hopefully it'll be airborne.
Your financial institution thanks you.
Yeah. Yeah. Bank of America is loving me right now.
Woohoo!
Especially when my bank account shows overdrawn. No, just kidding. It doesn't show that.
Good. That's not a good place to be.
Nope. I am, as much as I want to order the brain now, I am curbing my impulsiveness. And enthusiasm. Just to see how things play out before I pull that trigger. But it's coming along.
Awesome. So,
more updates as things progress. Let's see. What else? We went to a wedding on Sunday.
We did.
We went shopping and otherwise nothing else on Saturday. Right? Ran around a little bit, but that was...
You guys did. You asked me, like, do you want to go here? I'm like, nope. Don't need to.
Well, that was Target on Sunday morning, but Saturday you were with us as we got wedding gift and otherwise went to the mall and whatnot.
All right, yeah.
Otherwise, a fairly calm weekend, with those things considered. Do we need to go into the wedding at all?
It was a nice wedding. I mean, it took its time getting going.
And well, it was out at we got thing. There really early. The wedding was supposed to start at 4.
Well, I mean, after that, when you're like, okay, sit down. Then you're like, okay, it's been like half an hour. What's going on?
Yeah, some of the people who were making toast decided to go a little long, which happens.
I was going to say, you ask person one, do you?
I do.
You ask person two, do you? You say you are.
No, that part went, the ceremony up front went pretty quick. Minister, I believe that's the appropriate term. I mean, I didn't see his credentials, so I mean, I suppose he was a minister. He was also actually pretty good.
He's also available for bar mitzvahs.
He was pretty good. He was funny at times without trying to steal the show, which was nice. And he wasn't... It wasn't at a church, so it wasn't overly preachy or anything like that, which was nice. But after the wedding primary ceremony, the families went off to do their pictures, and that took half an hour or so. And then we went out to the seating area, and it probably took... I mean, it took quite a while for us to finally get seated.
Oh, yeah.
For dinner and reception. And then the toast happened. So that was chaotic. But I had the daughter for the wedding, and I had to get her home at a reasonable time. She's actually at an overnight camp this week, so I haven't seen her since Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, big girl stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, came back to the reception, and people were having a good time. And I mean, I suppose that sums it up. It was a nice little venue. It was overlooking... San Clemente Pier.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually an old, it was a house, former house that was belonged to, I guess, the guy that founded San Clemente,
yep.
The city. And it's now called Casa Romantica. So, all in all, not bad. House. What's that?
I said the romantic house, right?
That's correct. You awesome. Know your Espanol.
Very little.
Yep. What about you?
What about me? Well, speaking of big girl stuff.
Let's hear more about you. Enough about me. Let's talk about you.
What do you think of me?
Am I pretty?
No. Anyway. So it's been an interesting 2 weeks. So we covered 2 weeks ago that we were doing prep work on our house, getting ready to sell it. We listed, and part of the reason for the absence was trying to deal with the real estate agents and everything that went along with that because our house sold.
Woo-hoo!
In about a week. Yeah.
That's
about a
awesome.
Week after we listed it, we got an offer. It isn't quite as high as we would have liked, but it was in the ballpark of what we wanted, so we figured what the heck, and we jumped on it.
Nice.
Yeah, so our house is in the process of selling. So in the meantime, we did more packing and more packing. And more preparations and trying to get stuff around to leave. We did have a little bit of downtime, though. We ran a 5K this last weekend. Sorry, I shouldn't say we ran. We walked 5K.
Participated in?
Participated in, yes.
That sounds better.
Leave it ambiguous. You don't know what we did. It was really
exactly.
fun, though. We've talked on the podcast before. We did a color run, a year or so ago. And that was fun. This one, though, was an inflatable 5K. So it was a 5K fun run. You didn't have to run. It was walk. You know, there were no places. It was just for fun. But along the pathway, they had inflatable, kind of like the bounce house type things.
Sure.
So, you know, you would climb. It essentially became an inflatable obstacle course. There were... you know, things you had to climb over and go under, and there were steep inclines and slides, and it was a blast. I think this has been my favorite 5K so far.
Cool.
And in movie news, we went and saw Trainwreck.
Okay.
Was it a?
Trainwreck? You know, it was a pretty decent movie.
It looked like it had potential.
Kind of. This is not movie time, so we went and saw Trainwreck. I believe we have spoken, I think we did a podcast after we went and saw Pixels.
I believe we did.
So we've already covered that one. Yeah, that's about the gist of it.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Well, with that...
I have two PSAs. Some of you have been noticing on your... Blizzard launch that the Overwatch has shown up and that you can install it. You cannot. The beta for that has not begun. And secondly, I did download or upgrade to Windows 10. No, nothing from Brad.
Congratulations. Welcome to the dark side.
Yeah. Well, considering that every time I try to load up a game, I get like that 80s, 90s 3D look distortion on my games.
Nice.
So I couldn't record anything for the channel unless I wanted to deal with a massive headache.
But did you get it fixed?
Yeah, I did. And that was okay, where I was going to go with this. Is that if you're looking, if that's happening to you, go into your, command panel, open up uninstall programs, and only uninstall NVIDIA 3D drivers. That's the only one you need to worry about.
So I can tell you why this is happening?
Okay.
The short version is Windows 10 places a higher preference on drivers installed through Windows Update, which NVIDIA is one of them. However, NVIDIA has its own installer, and so essentially you get into this driver battle where Windows Update updates the driver, and then the NVIDIA updater looks at it and goes, no, that's not the right one, and updates the driver. And then Windows Update looks at it again and goes, wait, that's not what I did, and updates the driver again.
And because the new Windows system, you can't turn off the auto updates. It will. You can delay them, but you can't stop them.
Cannot disable them. Yes.
Because Windows 10. Because apparently Windows knows exactly what everybody wants and needs at all times.
Yeah, Microsoft Sidekick.
Yeah. So apparently one size computer fits all, and that's just the way Microsoft sees it.
In case you're wondering what that pain in the back of your head is when you woke up the day after installing Windows 4, that was the chip that was implanted. So, yeah, if you were having that problem with your games, go into your uninstall programs and delete the NVIDIA 3D driver. And everything should be good. That's why I haven't been recording, because I didn't want to have to take 3 pills of ibuprofen every time I did.
Stupid ibuprofen. That's what Vicodin's for. Sorry.
That's what morphine's for.
Holy crap. Well, if we're going morphine, we might as well go Dilaudid and call it a day.
That's what marijuana's for.
Well, that's the easy solution. Very
On
good.
On that note.
Let's jump into some movies, shall we? If I can get set up over here.
Oh.
There it is. Look at that. Only took me a second. Two primary movies to talk about this week. We have Straight Outta Compton at 86%. This is rated R. In the mid-1980s, the streets of Compton, California, were some of the most dangerous in the country when 5 young men translated their experiences growing up into brutally honest music that rebelled against abuse of authority. They gave an explosive voice to a silenced generation. Following the meteoric rise and fall of NWA, Straight Outta Compton tells the astonishing story of how these youngsters revolutionized music and pop culture forever, the moment they told the world the truth about life in the hood and ignited a culture war. And some of those individuals were Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, MC Ren, and DJ Yella. Actors in this are O'Shea Jackson Jr., Corey Hawkins, and Paul Giamatti, to name a few. Number two this week of the two primaries. There are a few other things coming out, but a limited release. So we're only talking about these two. This one is The Man from UNCLE, or UNCLE. Not sure what it stands for, but all the trailers are calling it UNCLE, so we will too. Rated 69% at PG-13, a fresh take on the hugely popular 1960s TV series. Set against the backdrop of the early 1960s, at the height of the Cold War, The Man from UNCLE centers on CIA agent Solo and KGB agent Kuryakin, forced to put aside long-standing hostilities. The two team up on a joint mission to stop a mysterious international criminal organization which is bent on destabilizing the fragile balance of power through the proliferation of nuclear weapons and technology. Some of the names in this is Henry Cavill, or Cavill, who you may know as Superman, Hugh Grant, and Jared Harris. If you're not familiar with Jared Harris, he played Moriarty in the most recent Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes movie. Now, in the box office this week, we have Mission Impossible Rogue Nation pulling in another $28.5 million. Fantastic Four pulls in $25.7 million, and its ratings have dropped down to 9%. The Gift pulls in $11.9 million, and Vacation pulls in $9
million. Cool. So, just for reference, the interns came back with UNCLE, Man from UNCLE.
Yes.
It is an acronym that stands for United Network Command for Law and Enforcement.
Aha, uh-huh. See? There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those interns, and we should pay them.
You really should. I mean, we should, yes.
We'll upgrade the rations today.
We'll give them 2 slices of bread.
Apparently, the original co-creator deliberately wanted to leave the meaning of UNCLE ambiguous, so it could either be Uncle Sam, or, given that the first 2 letters are UNN, it could be ambiguous for the United Nations as well.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, and since we're on movies, tell us more about Trainwreck.
Movies. It's actually a fairly decent movie. I would recommend it. I think it would definitely be considered a chick flick. But I am not ashamed to say that I was happy to see it. It was, I like the two main, actors. Bill Hader and Amy Schumer. Is that right?
Yes, I believe that to be correct. Mm-hmm.
They do a really good job. It is an interesting storyline. I'm not going to go into too many details for those that still want to, you know, take the chance to go see it. You know, it's a good, easy watching movie, although there are some moments where if you are emotionally inclined, they will probably stir your emotions. But overall, a pretty good watch.
Understood. Are you typically a chick flick viewer?
He flicks chicks.
Not typically. I don't care much for the shallow, you know, easy ones. There still needs to be a little bit of meat to the story.
Did you ever see The Ugly Truth with Gerard Butler? It's hilarious.
I did not.
Your wife would probably get a kick out of it. It's a brilliant movie with Katherine Heigl is the counterpart.
And Gerard Butler's not too shabby to look
at. Hey, well, you know, if you swing that way, buddy, that's fine. That's why you live in Indiana and not here.
I don't swing that way, but I am extremely secure and can admit when he's
a great actor, and I enjoy watching a lot of things that he does. But he's very, very funny in this. And it's all kind of about the laws of attraction between male and female and where our focuses are. So it's pretty hilarious.
Cool.
If you get a chance with the missus, give it a shot. In the movies also, trying to think here, with what's coming out, I don't foresee anything, any reviews on our end for next week. So we'll just kind of play it by ear. It's a little quiet for the big stuff right now. We're looking forward to, obviously in November, quite a ways out, but Hunger Games, Star Wars in December. I feel like there's another couple in there too, but we'll get to them when we get there.
Definitely not Fantastic Four.
Yeah, we're going to pass on that.
Now, see, I saw the trailer for it and thought it was at least interesting and worth a look.
See, I saw the trailer for it and thought, really? The other ones aren't that old. Sue Storm and Johnny Storm are siblings. Why is one black and one white?
He's adopted.
And they say that he's adopted. They just seem really young to play the roles for me. Even though, I mean, they're probably late 20s, early 30s, or portrayed in the movie anyway.
This was like a checkmark box. It was like, okay, gotta have that person here, and that person here, and that person. Okay.
Well, I'm curious to who owns the rights for Fantastic Four. Yeah, I want to take a look at that. Interns, get on it.
They're looking.
But obviously with movies, because the same way with Spider-Man, that they keep putting out a Spider-Man movie every so often because Fox has the rights. I think it's Fox has the rights for Spider-Man. And if they don't do something with it, then Marvel will say, hey, you know, we want those rights back. And I have a feeling that this may be under the same deal. But the interns are.
And you know that whole sibling thing? There are plenty of cases where a mixed marriage produces children of different colors.
Yeah, but not the polar extremes like this typically. This is a Fox-owned deal.
This was just another.
I think it was another. Well, we got to retain our rights, so make another movie.
Yeah, and by the way, 9%. And
put a couple twists in.
Yeah,
on it, Rotten Tomatoes.
Didn't do great.
Didn't do great in terms of critic rating, but just shy of 65 million.
I wonder what the budget was
worldwide. That's
Sorry for the clinking. Just got some ice water over here, so.
Production budget not available.
Really?
Not on the site I'm looking at.
Interesting.
How wonderful.
Okay, but it's only been out for 5 days.
Yeah, it did just come out this week, huh?
It still showed the budget.
Sometimes they don't release it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. See if I can find it too. Budget $120 million.
Okay, so they're halfway there.
So, I mean, I think for a lot of people, obviously, the curiosity was there to see how it was. You know, if the critics were off or, you know, they're just diehard Fantastic Four fans. But I think from the masses, it's not going to do nearly as well as the other Marvel stuff that's been out.
No. Like I've said before, I'm not a big Marvel fan. I'm much more a DC fan. But I thought the trailers were interesting, and I don't know if I will catch it in theater or if I'll wait until, you know, I can HBO or Netflix.
Sure.
It, but,
Now, the kid likes Fantastic Four. She's watched she watched the first movie quite a few times, actually, and fairly recently. So she may push to go see it, in which case I may drag myself to do so.
Bite the bullet.
But I make no promises. All right. Let's move on to the news.
All right, so you're going to get to earn your geek cred here.
Or not.
Or not. Be embarrassed. This is actually a little bit older news. This is coming from my news archive. This is dating from, I think it's the last week in July. So a couple weeks old, but still, I thought it was funny. The geeks in the crowd will get it. I will give a little explanation here. Where do I start?
At the beginning.
Representatives of Universal Pictures have filed a DCMA takedown notice with Google, wanting them to remove pirated versions of Furious 7 and Jurassic World.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So there's pirated versions available on the internet, apparently.
Apparently.
allegedly. So the takedown notice is sent to Google to get the websites removed from the index so people can't find them.
Okay.
Unfortunately. The people handling the takedown notices for Universal aren't very smart or don't pay a lot of attention to what they're doing. Because in the takedown notices, they included a demand for them to take down links to the web address 127.0.0.1. Now, the nerds in our audience are already laughing. For everybody else,
thank you.
When you connect to the internet, your computer is given a unique address called an IP address.
Correct.
It's kind of like a phone number. That's how your computer is identified. Well, there are a couple of different numbers that are automatically assigned. 127.0.0.1 is one of those, and it's known as the local host. Essentially, it means me.
Break the some people's internet?
No. What it is when the person that was running the scan from inside Universal ran the scan, there was a copy of the movie on their computer. The local host. So they sent a takedown notice to Google to remove it from their computer.
Their own locally stored deal. Hey, I just want to let you know, I have a pirated copy of this movie and I want you to take it down, is what
Please,
they're saying.
Yes. Just reach in and take it off my hard drive. Now,
great.
We can make fun of Universal here. They are not the only ones that have done this. NBC Universal has done it. iStudios has done it. There are plenty of others. Stanford Daily has done it. If you go to the website Chilling Effects, which is where Google stores all the complaints it receives, and do a search for 127.0.0.1, You can see all the results of all the companies that have asked Google to remove themselves from the internet.
That's funny.
And here we have one of the main problems with the DCMA is I can allege that you're violating anything, and the level of proof that I'm required to give is almost nil.
Yeah, it's insignificant.
We don't require them to do their own fact-checking before, you know, sending all these takedown requests. There should be a fine attached to making false reports.
Or stupid reports. There are stupid questions, and you should be penalized.
There should be a form of punishment for using the DMCA system unjustly.
You know what? My feeling on this, Google should comply. This is what the law says. They should totally comply. They should contact the service provider of NBC and Universal and ask them to disconnect the companies from the internet, please.
Even if it was just for like a day or an hour.
You know, just.
Hey, you asked for this
request. You've requested we do this. Go ahead.
That's like that one meme where it's like, what if Google went down and we couldn't Google what happened?
We'd have to use Bing.
You're sitting in the shower rocking back and forth, cold water hitting your...
Please make it stop. Please
scrubbing.
Make it stop. Please make it stop.
So dirty. So dirty.
I promise I will never ask for anything again. Just give me Google back.
Google back.
It was too young.
That's too funny. Let's see here. Oh, I'm just Googling my package. Wait, what? That's not what I meant to say. Those quadcopter parts I was talking about earlier, looks like they should be here on the 15th. So that's cool.
Woohoo! That's only 3 days from when we're recording.
That's right. That means I might actually have to do something with them this weekend. Wahaha. Okay, so Universal doesn't want to be on the internet anymore. That's awesome.
That's what I heard.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they said.
So, Wade?
Well, going on from one removal of announcement to a very large announcement, at Gamescom, Blizzard announced their next expansion for World of Warcraft named Legion. This is just coming off the heels of Warlords of Draenor, where we will see the return of the demonic force, the Burning Legion, and it's its largest invasion on Azeroth to date. This comes with multiple things, including what people have been asking for a very long time, the Demon Hunter hero class. We will be able to wield artifact weapons that look surprisingly similar to some very legendary weapons. The Doomhammer, which, if not known, is a very large hammer, wielded by Thrall, the orc shaman.
The Banhammer.
What's that?
I said I prefer the Banhammer.
Huh.
It's a good hammer.
It is a good hammer.
The Ashbringer. Wielded by Tyrion Fordring. And with the announcement of these things, these weapons, is that... Wait, we're going to have artifact weapons, which means we won't be getting any weapon upgrades. Or any weapon drops in this expansion. So some people are kind of questioning that. That weapon, you will not get an upgrade to your... Or you not be able to replace your weapon, but your weapon will be able to upgrade in power along your adventure in the upcoming expansion.
Okay.
Which is kind of nice.
Is there a cost associated with this?
You probably have to go through like raids and stuff and get certain pieces or kill certain
bosses.
No,
for the expansion?
Yeah.
For the expansion.
Usually what, $60?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
50 plus your bucks. $17 a month Warcraft subscription.
So it's essentially a full game cost again. Mm-hmm.
That's Blizzard's way.
I mean, I'm pleading my ignorance here. I'm not a Warcraft fan. Haven't played it. So I don't know how this works.
That is
so
a correct statement. And typically it is Blizzard's history that every couple of years they're hurting for cash flow. They release a new World of Warcraft update at $60 a pop. And they get people who played the last update for a little while to resubscribe and play it for another few months.
See what's going on with it.
Make some more money again and fund the next one they do in the next couple of years. It's pretty cyclical.
I see.
Kind of.
That's fascinating.
Kind of sad.
A little bit.
Well, you know, it's. I've been going using Google for, or Google Blizzard for a lot of this thing, but they're like the only company that's actually doing something. You know, not releasing, saying, oh, hey, we have a game. Here's a game trailer. You'll see it in 5 years. But yeah. I'm like, I played it. I play WoW. I will most likely be playing this expansion, or this upcoming one anyway. And, well, I might even put it on the channel. If I feel like it.
Okay, but I don't know their development cycle, but it seems to me that there's a lower barrier of entry to iterate on an existing product. You know, just add a few tweaks and re-release it. Then what you're talking about, you know, we won't actually see this game for 5 years when they're actually, you know, doing the development from the ground up.
Yeah. But, you know, we will be getting, you know, brand new, a new landmass and be going a bit into the Elvish lore rather than the Orc and Demonic. I think that's what they're just going to go now is that they're, I think they've kind of ran out of places to go, or, well, ideas, so that they're just going to go over, like, with the next adventure, just be like, race after race after race. Just the race's lore. So, like, we had the orcs for Warlords of Draenor, and then think now we're going to go into, like, the Night Elf kind of look.
So is this set in Middle-earth?
No.
As in Tolkien?
No.
No. It is its own standalone universe. But that has orc classes, elf classes, dark elf classes, undead classes.
Right here.
Is paladin a type?
Paladin really is a class in the orc and human and gnome, dwarf, undead are races.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, but you know it's another expansion. We probably won't see it for about a year, but that's a lot better than what we get from other game companies.
And I tried to play it, and I just can't do it.
Yep, and now that character is like an alt. Yeah. And I just use him for professions. So.
Fine by me.
Like, I'll definitely give it a shot, but.
But you pay your money and play regularly anyway, right? Yeah. You're not, this isn't like something that you've been out of, you're going to get back into. You're consistent.
Yeah, I'm pretty much do it every day.
Yeah.
This is your go-to game.
That and Hearthstone, yeah.
Okay.
I'll probably do Overwatch when that comes out, but, you know, who knows?
Who's counting?
So, how do you guys feel about political correctness?
Moving on.
Yes. I felt we were kind of done with that.
Yeah, we're done later.
Okay. Yes, no,
political. No, I'm saying we're done with political correctness.
Oh, well, we should be.
I think, I think, therefore I am.
Brilliant.
You good identify ad. As politically correct?
You know, I think we need to be mindful of what we say and how it affects others. I think there are cases where some people are just very sensitive.
I agree.
Or they're just looking for something to be outraged at.
Also true.
You know, there are definitely people that are looking to be outraged. I think we need to be mindful as well of how what we say can affect others and not be. I don't think we should go out of our way to be blatant.
Shouldn't try to be insensitive, but shouldn't have to walk on eggshells to make sure that we are overly sensitive. So, apparently, a group of individuals, I don't know, I say individuals, a group of people, I don't know the quantity here, complained to Target and said that we don't like how you've organized some of your projects based on gender and...
Projects?
Products, sorry. merchandise, etc. by gender. And want you to not do that. And so Target said, okay. They're apparently going to cut down on gender-based signage. Some of these departments include toys, home, and entertainment. So movies that are would typically or music typically can marketed towards one gender or another will no longer be separated. They'll all be intertwined.
Music.
Toys, apparently, all the toys, all the action figures will also be intermixed with dolls. All the So, like, Lego's got the Friends and the Elves Now series that are marketed more towards girls. That will all be in a centralized location, no longer be kind of partitioned up based on gender.
This aisle's for what boys men like, and this aisle's for what girls men like. Nope, it's just going to be a convoluted mess.
Yes, exactly. Target, in Target statement, they made it apparent that based on concerns from shoppers that... gender classifications on products were unnecessary. They said, right now our team is working across the store to identify areas where we can phase out gender-based signage to help strike a better balance. Now...
I like it.
You like the non-gender specific?
I do.
Okay. And that's fine.
I think a lot of the gender specific labeling and signage has been ridiculous.
I think it can be excessive, but I also think it has a place.
It can definitely be excessive. Well, okay. Why does it matter that I had not heard of this until you brought it up. So I, you know, Googled it and looked it up on CNN. And the sign that they have there, that is their example, is there is an aisle with building sets, which I'm assuming is Lego.
Sure.
And it's all the second sign under it is girls building sets. Why does that matter?
Yeah, that's excessive.
There's building sets. Who cares whether it's for boys and girls?
I agree. I agree in that example.
There are boys that will love to get, you know, the little pizzeria, and there are girls that would love to get the Call of Duty themed tank. Who cares?
I agree when the product is on the same. Like classification, like that, like
okay,
you know, board games can all be in one area and that kind of stuff. But I think there's something like if I'm maybe this is just you know my naivety here or sure. preference, but if I think action figures and I want to go look at action figures, I don't necessarily need to see dolls, and I'm under the impression that. The unification of products will put similar things like that together when they're not associated. Those looking for G.I. Joe aren't looking for an American Girl doll. So
okay, but again, technically, they are the same thing.
They are.
And there are boys that like to play with Barbies, and there are girls that like to play with action figures. So who cares?
I mean, that's true. I mean, you're always...
They are characters of some kind.
Say that again?
I said they are both characters of some kind.
Sure. But, so away from my views and back to views of other shoppers. So this change, other shoppers are complaining this will make it harder to find some of the things they're looking for. And it kind of brought up the point that you know, like you said, I mean, there's some things where it may make sense to shuffle the cards, as it were, on gender-specific products. But I'm wondering is it the minority that's causing the issue or the perceived issue? And are companies, in this case Target, are they serving the minority at the expense of the majority? And what kind of aftermath is that going to cause? Because I don't know if I said this before, but some people are saying that they're just going to up and leave shopping at Target altogether.
You know, I think that those people are the minority. Just my opinion. I have no stats to back that up. From what I could gather, just quickly reading over the article, it seems like they're doing this logically. There are some things, like clothing, that it makes sense to keep separate. And yeah,
you're not
going to
want all your underwear, male, female, and otherwise in the same area, obviously.
There are different needs.
Yes.
You know? So that doesn't make sense. So they're not going to do that. But where keeping a gender difference doesn't make sense, like, for instance, you know, Barbie and G.I. Joe, what does it matter? They're both action figures of one kind or another. Put them together. I'm pretty sure the boy or girl that wants to play with Barbie will find it in the aisle with action figures. You know?
Yep.
So I think the reaction of this being stupid, in my opinion, is the minority and is the overreaction. You know, what does it matter if what does it matter who wants to play with what toy? It's a toy. It's fun. Let them go at it. Who cares?
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole thing for here is, as a kid, they're not, you know, it's not going to phase them. They're going to find the thing and go, mommy, mommy, I want. You know, they're not going to be like, oh, well, I'm questioning myself because the G.I. Joe is next to the Barbie. You know, they don't question that particular their form. That
the gender norms are social constructs that we as adults impose on children.
Yeah, I mean, why do babies need blue and pink rooms?
You know, the odd part about that, if you go back several decades, pink was considered a boy color.
Isn't that interesting?
And in fact, there are photos of one of our presidents, I don't remember which one, in a dress.
Yes. Because that's what they
that
wore
was
up to a certain age.
Considered appropriate for young kids, boys or girls. It didn't matter. So, gender-specific toys, especially considering that's what we're talking about, are a social construct that we impose on children. They don't care.
Yeah.
They have different tastes. You know, I'm not saying all kids like G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
But, obviously. You know, within their taste, what does it matter what we as adults perceive as the gender norm? If they like to play with it, it's a toy. Let them play with it.
Yeah, but
and that's my take on the Target you know, signage as well. It's a Lego set. It's a car. It's a action figure. I don't care who it was designed for or who it was intended to be designed for.
Yeah, marketed towards.
And where I agree where that says, like, it's, you know, it's pointless to have an it was the excessiveness was non-issue, but, you know, to actually remove everything, you know, to a where it's like, oh, this is, how do I say this easily?
Just say you want to say it.
It's kind of, I'm actually kind of hard to say it. Where it's just building sets, but to completely remove it is only showed, like, I went back to the saying that, you know, the kids won't realize where it is. You know, where it is, it won't affect them. They just find it. You know, and in saying that, it wouldn't affect them if it was separated either. So really, this is actually just a lot of people getting upset over nothing.
Yeah, what was the harm in the way that it was? Clearly that bothered somebody. And enough people that complained loud enough for Target to
and long enough
think maybe they needed to do something about it.
The harm in the way it was, and this is not specifically Target, this is our gender norms in general, is that we have created this social construct that girls are less capable. And that's what it comes down to, honestly. That You know, they're not as tough. They're not as strong. They get the fancy dress-up stuff. They don't get the, you know, tough action figures.
Sure.
And this is something that we as adults create.
Oh, I don't necessarily argue with that.
There's some interesting ad campaigns trying to bring awareness to this, that we as adults create this perception that girls are less competent, that they're less capable, that they're inferior in some way. And the separating by gender where it's irrelevant just continues to play into that. So I think, you know, it's a small,
yeah,
small perceived thing, but I think it's a good thing that it's corrected.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to reserve final judgment until I see to what degree Target does.
Sure.
With it.
Oh yeah.
You know, if they're, you know, they if they're doing it sensibly, then fine. But if it's excessive and so uberly politically correct, then I'm going to have issues with it.
You know, there's a chance they could make it worse.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen, it looks like they're taking a sensible approach. I guess we'll see.
Yep. Time will tell.
The thing is to say, I'm not going to say that women are incapable. As I've said before and I've said again, I work at one time a particular... Well, this is when our shifts combine. When we get together, we just produce. It's me and another worker who is female. We both know where our strengths are and where our weaknesses are. Her strengths were where my weaknesses are, and my strengths are where hers are. You know, by compatibility working together, we're able to make stuff. And that's how we produce for the company. So to say women aren't capable is complete BS. You just have to have the right people working in the environments to make the system work. Or to make the system flourish.
Absolutely. But, you know, I to bring up an example, and I know we're going slightly tangential on this, but...
Yes.
we could go for hours upon days
we
with
could
this.
Go for hours. I blame you, Garrett. You brought it up.
You're welcome.
I wear a little bracelet. You know those... elastomer bracelets, Live Strong, and
yes,
yeah,
those kind of ones. So I wear one. It's orange, which is for multiple sclerosis awareness.
Yes,
and engraved isn't the right word, but it's got, you know, the etchings in it. Fight like
embossed.
A girl.
I think embossed.
That'll
is
work.
Raised,
but
molded.
Anyway, irrelevant.
Let's just say molded.
Yes, molded into it. Are the words "fight like a girl"? Now, usually that's used as an insult. Why?
I agree.
Have you ever actually fought with a really pissed off girl? I try not
no,
to because
no,
no, but
yeah,
I do know how girls can fight, and it is there's no honor there.
Yeah, well,
they do whatever needs doing in order to come out of that situation as best as possible.
Which is the only way to fight. I mean, come on.
But
30 is possible.
But not in question, and I saw a video on this, in question is that if a girl, you know, starts beating up on a guy, you know, people will laugh at him. Like, ha, you're being beat up by a girl. But if a guy starts, you know, showing any aggression towards woman, people jump on him.
Yeah, now mm-hmm. it's, yeah, it's whatever.
You know, and...
Because of that social cultural stigma.
And if you hit a girl, you're, boom, you better be ready for three other people to be jumping down your throat.
But they should be doing that anyway.
Exactly, regardless. but then that's not, and that's the issue there. You know, it's okay for a girl to be, you know, beating up on a guy, and some people even join in on the girl beating up the guy and laugh about it. But when it's the guy beating, you know, being even aggressive towards the girl, you know, that's completely wrong, and it's like, where does your equality come in there?
Well, my point was, that we use this as an insult.
You know, yes, culturally,
like a
it's
girl
used.
is an insult.
Yes,
and I feel like this is where this has come from. You know, we've belittled anything to do with girls, and it's time it stops. Why is it any different? They want to play with something, let them play with it.
Right. Yeah,
you know, if they want to play with something, let them. You know, it doesn't affect me at the end of the day. It doesn't affect anyone at the end of the day. So, you know, it doesn't matter. But when you start bringing it into the real world where, you know, they get preferential treatment because of, you know, something, and then I have a problem.
Yep. Anyway, we should all fight more like girls.
And then they scream for equality when they get caught down. Sorry. I had to.
Moving on.
Yes.
Before I strangle Wade.
Oh.
Can I join in?
Yes. All right. You'll be here. Oh, that's another announcement. Brad may be in town in a couple weeks. Woo!
Hey.
Do a local podcast.
What?
We'll try and do a local podcast.
Yes.
Will this be like the third or fourth attempt?
That has a history of not working out well.
Yeah.
We promise to attempt. That's our promise.
That's about all we can promise.
Yes.
Moving on. Where shall we go from here?
Oh, just pick one. pull it out of the proverbial hat.
You need to think of those like bingo cages. There's a bunch of balls. Just
reach in, pick grab one. So the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, here in the United States of America, has a new chief.
Woohoo!
Oh, this actually affects me. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, this is actually kind of funny. He's been on the job for about 6 weeks now. He was called before Congress to testify in front of the House Homeland Security Committee and said it was a huge concern that the agency had been doing a bunch of internal testing to verify their efficacy, how well they do their job. And during undercover testing, it was realized that the agency's officers failed to identify bombs, weapons, and other security threats once or twice, right?
Sure.
No. How about 96% of the time?
What?
You had one job.
96%.
Yes.
So, why are people being checked at the airport?
No idea.
If you're not finding 96%, clearly that 4% that you are finding is not the threat. And... I mean, nothing significant's happened on a plane in a few years now, right?
Right.
And if 96% of weapons, bombs, and otherwise are getting onto the planes,
mm-hmm. Well, then what's so the they're point? Not actually getting onto the planes. These were undercover TSA agents conducting tests. Oh. But in theory.
Well, yeah, if they couldn't identify 96% in tests, then one can assume they're only catching 4% in actuality.
Which brings me to one of my pet theories, such that it is. And that is the reason air travel has been safer, not perfect, but safer, has little to do with the TSA and more to do with the paradigm shift in the traveling public. That is, before September 11th, if your plane had been hijacked, you sat in your seat quietly, perhaps ordered a drink or two, and waited until the idiots up front landed at some obscure airstrip in the middle of nowhere, made some demands, the police came out, they got arrested or shot, or maybe they got their money and left, and everybody went home.
Sure.
That was the way hijackings went.
Uh-huh.
It was inconvenient. After September 11th, everything changed.
Yeah, and it was no longer inconvenient. Now it's a legitimate danger.
Now it's a danger and threatening my life. Well, since then, you'll notice that the underwear bomber got through security. The shoe bomber got through security. Who stopped them?
Passengers.
It was the passengers on the plane. Why? Because when they said hijack, everybody piled on.
They went, uh-uh, yes. Jack.
not today, happening. Jack. So, you know, my theory, and this kind of bears it out, is the TSA engages in what I call security theater. It looks good. They put on a good show.
Yeah, it's peace of mind.
It's a song and dance.
Yeah. For those that don't want to scratch too deep below the surface, it makes them feel good.
Sure.
But how effective are they? Well, apparently 4% of the time they might catch something, maybe.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I can guarantee you one thing. That unopened water bottle, they will find that every time.
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Your shampoo that's over 4 ounces?
Oh, they've got this.
Oh, yep. They're all over it.
They have got this.
You got some electrical equipment and sharp objects buried around in something? It's fine. Mm-hmm. Move along.
You got some C4 in there? Yeah, you're good.
Go ahead. Get on the plane. That's absurd. I got nothing. What do you say to that? I mean, you could go to the airport next time and be like, we're going to search you. Like, go for it. You're only successful 4% of the time. Then the TSA guy will look at you and you can pull up the article on your phone and be like, get out of my face, prick. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. So,
here's seeing as I travel regularly.
Seeing as I work in an airport.
Uh-huh. Yep. Here's some of the oddities. Okay. You're not allowed to bring sharp instruments.
Knives. Doctors, you're screwed.
Okay? 4% of the time.
Well, okay. Just by rules. You're not allowed to bring a knife. Yeah.
Okay.
Statistics say I'm not going to get caught. But anyway, I'm not allowed to bring a knife on the plane.
Yes. Okay?
However, the rules do say that I am allowed to bring tools that are not knives that are a total length of 8 inches or less. So I could bring an 8-inch straight-edge screwdriver.
Sure. You want to know what that does to the human temple?
Okay, so
those fun things to the brain.
Do you remember a couple of years ago? Yeah, a couple years ago. The flight attendants union was up in arms. I mean, just wigged out because the TSA considered, they threw out the idea of allowing box cutters on board again. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Vaguely, yes.
Okay, just lost it. That they've lost their way, and oh my goodness, how could you, you know, be this stupid? You know what is allowed on board?
Exacto
scissors.
Knives.
Scissors. That from the hinge, now I know this because every now and then I do have to take, you know, last minute emergency flights and I have to know what I can and can't take on board.
Sure.
You're allowed to take scissors that from the screw, you know, the pivot point.
Yes.
To the tip of the blade. I can't remember if that's 8 inches or 5 inches. You take out that screw, you guess what you've got? Two knives.
Two knives. Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's fine.
There's just, it's for show. It's to make you feel better.
It's to make people who don't know any better feel better, yes.
Yes, and apparently only 4% of the time.
I always have this weird thought that someone's going to come to the airport and just start blasting with a gun. And now it's becoming all the more real. Mm-hmm. I'm more in favor of just body search. Oh, you have... Oh, not body search. Body scan. Oh, you have a bomb? Wow,
that
blast glass works. Comes up. Flight 582, seat 9A is now open for standby passenger.
It's actually not a bad way. I mean, if he's planning to blow up an entire plane, clearly his life isn't important, or hers. So just...
Help them out here.
Yeah, take care of it when you can. That's funny. Awesome. Well, I think this is about as good a place as any to wrap it up, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Agree? Disagree?
Yep. I agree. Bam. Although, I do Fantastic. Have several more articles.
I know you do. Brad's going to start doing his own podcast on leftover news articles called Brad's News.
TikTok with Brad.
What you missed this week on an abundance of not.
That's right.
abundance of not after hours.
That's a different show altogether. We do thank you guys for listening and encourage you to head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/abundance.not, or hit us up on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at abundancenot. We are more and more involved every day, it seems.
Absolutely. And, if you're lucky, you may get Garrett to flirt with you.
That's right. I might flirt with you. It's fine.
Trigger warning.
I don't ask too many questions either, so it's good. No, we do try to engage as much as possible, so head on over, and we hope to see you there. Thanks again for listening.
Keep on gaming.
That's a wrap.